welcome to my next instalment of Meet the Author. Today I am sitting down with the incredible and the inspirational Michelle Obama, and we're going to be talking about her book, Becoming. Hello, Mrs. Obama. Is it okay if I call you Michelle?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
How are you? It's great to see you again.
You too. I'm really good. Thank you very much. I just want to say how much I absolutely love this book. Like, you're the most phenomenal storyteller, and I know that's what you're like from your personality. You're very open and honest, and that really shines through in every little bit of the book. From the very first moment, first chapter, I was sucked in, especially because I was listening to you on audiobook, and I was listening to you tell me the stories of your life, and I really felt like I was very much there. So, well done. It's something
Thank
you should be
you.
Really proud of.
Thank
it's
you
absolutely
so much.
Brilliant. I'm not the only one that thinks it's great. You have sold 2 million copies
That's
in the US
crazy.
Alone.
Yeah.
Best-selling author of 2018 in 2 weeks.
Did not anticipate any of that. So
it's amazing.
It's exciting. It's good to know that the book is resonating with so many different people. I think that was my hope all along, that the story would connect with people of all backgrounds all over the world. So I'm excited.
It is brilliant. And for anyone out there that hasn't read the book, please get out and buy it because it's absolutely amazing. As I was listening, I was writing down lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So can we get to it and answer
it.
Some of them? Your words are so beautiful, so I'm going to just quote some of them back to you. I grew up with a disabled dad in a too small house with not much money in a starting to fail neighborhood. And I also grew up surrounded by love and music in a diverse city in a country where an education can take you far. I had nothing or I had everything. It depends on which way you want to tell it. And tell it you did. You absolutely bear your soul in this book. And at times that must have been quite painful and difficult. How did you go about approaching writing something so deeply personal?
Well, part of the thinking was that if I was going to tell my story, because a lot of people are curious, how did a girl, a working class kid from the south side of Chicago, wind up as the first lady with all the accomplishments that we had? And in thinking about that, I thought, well, the 8 years in the White House is the least of my story. You know, it doesn't really explain anything. So I felt like I had to give people the context of my life. I had to introduce them to that little girl, Michelle Robinson, and give them a sense of what the sights and sounds of that little girl's life was like, how she played, how she was loved, you know, who she interacted with, some of her hardships, some of her failings, because I really do think that that's how we get to know people. You know, too often we focus on what I call our stats. What school did you go to? Where did, you know, what's your occupation? But the truth is, to really get to know people, we have to go deep into those stories. And I felt that if I wanted people to get to know me, I had to share everything. So that was part of the thinking. And that's really the way I've lived my life. I learned that on the campaign trail in Iowa, when I had to explain myself to predominantly white communities who hadn't been exposed to black folks, let alone tall black people named Obama. So I had to find out how to open myself up in a way that people could connect with me and then be able to hear me. So this book is really just an extension of that belief that we have to share those stories with each other if we're really going to break down the barriers.